Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of December 2019. Supreme Court has come down heavily on governments of West Bengal and Uttar Pradesh for an extremely deplorable state of affairs with regard to trials of child rape cases. The court, in particular, reproached the UP government, saying if the state cannot take care of the law and order situation and reduce the number of crimes against children, then it must take the responsibility and ensure that these trials take place as early as possible. Gujarat High Court has upheld a lower court's order of death sentence to a man for raping and murdering a 3-year-old girl in Surat in October last year. The court dismissed an appeal filed by Anil Yadav against the death sentence awarded to him by a special POCSU court in Surat in July this year. Supreme Court has rejected a plea of Delhi University on account of an ordinance delay in challenging a 2011 decision of Delhi Development Authority allowing a private real estate firm to construct a high-rise in the university campus without any height restriction. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has asked the state government to provide all facilities to prisoners in Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh in accordance with the Supreme Court directions. The court also emphasized upon the need to take disability audits by the two UT governments in their respective territories. Delhi High Court has sought reply of the Center and All India Institute of Medical Sciences on a plea by a woman suffering from fourth stage of esophageal cancer, seeking direction to the hospital to provide her medical treatment. Gujarat High Court has issued notice to the state authorities and Gujarat's Real Estate Regulatory Authority Tribunal in response to a public interest litigation demanding appointment of a technical or administrative member in the tribunal. Telangana High Court has directed the Principal Secretary, Health, to submit details with regard to the number of posts required to be created in order to ensure that the health of the people is safeguarded. The direction was issued when the court was dealing with a public interest litigation it had taken up in 2015 with regard to the use of prohibited chemicals in ripening fruits. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed that all authorities shall ensure that proper follow-up reports with regard to all the action points noted by the committee of experts constituted by the High Court to restore and preserve the world-famous Dal Lake are drawn up as pointed out in several orders placed before the committee of experts. Guwahati High Court has directed the Superintendent of Police, Border, Shivasagar to release a woman from the detention center at Jorhat on the account that she was taken into custody even before being declared as a foreigner. Bombay High Court has ruled that if allegations of adultery are proved against the wife in a marriage, she is not entitled to maintenance. The court noted while considering the expressed embargo on the right of the petitioner wife to claim maintenance, especially when divorce was granted on the basis of adultery, that the lower court had rightly held that the wife was not entitled to maintenance. Bombay High Court has ordered the sale of equipments from 50 gyms of Talwalkers Health Clubs to clear dues worth 36 crores rupees towards Tata Capital. The court said that with no workable solution in sight, the only available option was to allow the petitioners to put these items to sale at open and accessible locations. Reserve Bank of India has directed lenders to cut their stakes in insurers to 30%, as the banking regulator attempts to shield banks from risks arising out of their non-banking businesses and steer focus to boosting credit growth in a slowing economy. Securities and Exchange Board of India, while acting against contravention of takeover norms, has slapped a total fine of 8 lakh rupees on Intercon Finance Private Limited and 4 other entities. The fine amount has to be paid jointly and severally by Intercon Finance and Munjal M. J. Krishna, Radhika J. Krishna, Gokul M. J. Krishna and Paru M. J. Krishna. The matter pertains to acquisition of shares of Akshakam India Limited by the entities. Securities and Exchange Board of India has fined credit rating agencies, ICRA Limited and Cooperative for Assistance and Relief Everywhere, a penalty of 25 lakh rupees each for their failure to give proper opinion to Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited, which led to lenders default in September. 2018. Delhi court has sent Shivinder Singh, who was arrested for alleged misappropriation of funds at Religaf Invest Limited, to judicial custody till the 8th of January 2020. The court had on the 19th of December 2019 extended the enforcement directorate custody till the 26th of December.